talking now with Anthony Adams. Of course, Anthony, you're one of the finalists in the Star of Agribusiness for America here in 2008. Tell me a little bit about your agricultural enterprise there in Hooker.
Well, that's my SAE program consists of a two-machine custom harvesting operation. Now also on two semis, do some trucking in the off-season. Just got started with one machine, and now we're up to two, and covering about a 250-mile radius of the panhandle.
So, you know, what got you interested in doing this?
Well, growing up on a farm, harvesting time was always, harvest season was always my favorite time of year, and looking for something to get started into, not coming into a family farm. Custom harvesting looked like a good opportunity to get something started and, get the ball rolling on, maybe taking over a farm someday.
Now, when you get involved at the level you're at, you've obviously got several guys working for you during the season.
Yes, I got one full-time employee now and, several part-time employees. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to, be here this week. And, keeping them running and, it's a constant battle finding enough, help to keep everything rolling efficiently. But we've been pretty lucky so far. Surprisingly, there's more help this year than I thought I'd find. In the years past, it's been kind of a battle.
Right. Now, are you running two or three different crops over the course of the season? I guess, well, you probably start with wheat.
Yeah, we start with wheat. Downstate Oklahoma. Next year's stop will be down by Kingfisher. Then we'll go back to the Panhandle. From there on to Nest City, Kansas. Then Northeast Colorado. Then we'll come back, get everything ready for corn. We'll roll through corn acres, converge into milo, sunflowers, some soybeans here and there.
So you're doing primarily wheat, corn, sorghum. Would that be probably the big three crops?
That'd be the biggest, yes. In my area, that's those are the biggest crops. So we get into some other crops every once in a while when the market reflect those crops being planted in the area.
Can your machines pretty well go across all those crops pretty easily, or you have to change out some equipment along the way?
Yeah, from wheat to corn, of course, we have to go to corn heads. We have row crop attachments for the sorghum and the sunflowers and the soybeans. The machines themselves change settings a little bit, but they'll cut it all.
As you think about your operation, what do you think? How's FFA helped you grow this particular business?
I'd say my advisors would have a big hand in encouraging me to step out there and find an opportunity like this, and ultimately they helped me get this far.
What's your plan right now? In other words, obviously you're still operating the business, and you're also going to school, I understand.
I went to school for a year, but with the fall crop opportunities and some trucking opportunities, wasn't able to enroll last year. Maybe a couple of years from now, but in the future, I'm looking into to staying on the route we're currently taking in the wheat path, and maybe just expand into larger capacity machines to do some more acres in those spots, and stay with that route. And my main goal right now is to start farming in the Panhandle and have some security there, and do the harvesting on the side, and as well as getting into some cow calf production and maybe some stocker cattle on the wheat. Once we start farming some more.
Now, this year has been a tough year for everybody in agriculture with high fuel cost and everything else that goes along with that. That's had to affect your business.
Yes, it has. Along with everything else, the input costs rise, the service costs rise. We just kind of had to adjust accordingly, but, still keep prices competitive, and labor costs and everything else has had to go up too, but it's still working out.